two from the good black man, and we're a winner. And everybody knows the two, we just keep on pushing, like your leaders tell you to. At last that blessed day has come, and I don't care where you come from, we're all moving on up, Lord have mercy, we're moving on up, moving on up, woo.
Welcome back to The Political Strategist. This is your podcast host. This is your podcast host, Brenda K. Sanders. Thank you for coming back to the podcast. I always use this platform to recall events that have happened to me in the past. They weren't so meaningful when they happened then. But they became meaningful, and they're becoming more and more meaningful now. And I now like to revisit those experiences and present them here on The Political Strategist. This time, I'm talking about the January 6th disruption or attacks or whatever you want to have, what have you, on Capitol Hill. It's funny about the January 6th event, because on the day before, that's January 5th, the January 6th events, and I don't think anyone has paid attention to it, but I did, because I was leaving my home here in South Carolina to travel to Detroit, Michigan, and go through Atlanta, Georgia. What was taking place during that time was the election. I believe it's the election of the U.S. Senate. And at the end of the day, if I'm correct, on January 5th, Senator Raphael Warnock had prevailed in his bid for the U.S. Senate. And they were making such a big deal of it on CNN, everywhere. And I remember seeing Senator Warnock's campaign bus. Well, no, that was, I didn't see his campaign bus until I got to Atlanta. But they were making such a big deal of it. I said, you know, I'm going to make sure, because I have different ways of going to Detroit. But I would say I'm going to make sure I go through Atlanta. And I did. And when I went through Atlanta, I saw all kinds of, you know, the Warnock campaign buses that were wrapped in the Warnock name. And I'm trying to see what else I saw. I can't recall. Maybe Ossoff name as well. And maybe their joint campaign efforts. I'm sure that I did see their buses that were wrapped with their names. And I was so impressed. I took pictures. I actually thought they were going to have campaign, maybe celebration for the community. However, I I did linger around for a time. I don't know either one of these gentlemen. I don't. I just was happy for their, of course, happy and inspired myself about their bids and apparently their forecast to win their respective seats in the U.S. Senate in Georgia. And what happened on what happened next was the I woke up I think I spent the night in Atlanta at a hotel or maybe outside of Atlanta or something, and then I began to continue on my way traveling to Detroit. And I say all of this because a lot of this gang stalking and violence is provoked somehow by my activities. I don't know why. I don't know why, but it's coincidental, I say, but maybe non-coincidental with my activities. But I was in Atlanta, and it gels with my the gang stalking and domestic gang stalking that I've experienced as a victim for a very, very long time. And it's evidence of it. It's governmentally inspired and engendered and implemented. And it's evidence of it. January 6th was a big event. But what happened was, as I traveled through Atlanta, I stopped in Atlanta looking. I was curious about who was going to win the election. And I was, wanting to really be around. Hopefully I was going to celebrate in the community and see, who would win. But in any event, what took place was the next morning when I awakened I was still in Atlanta to go through Atlanta. I said, maybe they're having something here. I'm going to see. I mean, I had breakfast and lingered around. And before I knew it, I started hearing reports at some point of the events on the Capitol. And I mean, there was all of a sudden a news stories about that and a storming of the Capitol building. That followed right on the heels of my being present in Atlanta, Georgia. And like I said, it gels with my experience. You're gang stalking. The government is gang stalking. The government is harassing and intimidating to me and others. And on January 6th, it was to protest the victories won by Senator Warnock and Senator Ossoff, and to protest my being in Atlanta on that day. I recall being in Atlanta on that day, traveling, and, I think I was having having breakfast. And then after the news of these events, I traveled on back, not here, I traveled on up to Michigan and began to continue to observe the news stories about what was going on January 6th, after January 5th. And January 6th was, in my opinion, very much connected to what took place on January 5th. The election of Senator Warnock and Senator Ossoff to the U.S. Senate in Georgia. It was a protest for real. Now, it wasn't just to be an isolated incident. It was a protest of the election of these two senators to the Senate, to the U.S. Senate. It was a protest. And yes, Donald Trump inspired it, but I don't believe, I'll say his words. I don't believe anybody can inspire anybody to do anything. But he was certainly upset already. But, I don't think he personally spoke to their victories, I don't think. But so nothing is really coincidental, but I believe his displeasure may have been exactly directed toward their victories. even though he did not outwardly vocally express it. But in the meantime, I'm traveling from South Carolina through Atlanta to Michigan, and only to learn when I got to Michigan. Now, I think there was a time when I did not have my phone on. And when I was looking at my phone, of course, when you're driving. And when I got to Michigan, learning of the January 6th attacks, and I was amazed. I was like, wait a minute. What's going on? Again, everything that I recall and describe seems coincidental when it is not coincidental at all. Not at all. It is a pattern of violence, a pattern of disruption, disruptive violence, domestic violence by our government. And the government is run and operated by individuals. And I know that the Donald Trump incident was synonymous with the election of Senator Raphael Warnock and Senator, I think it's John Ossoff, to the Georgia U.S. Senate. And so I don't think, again, there again, another non-coincidental event. I look at the event of the attack on Gaza. And the morning of the attack on Gaza, almost within the hour, I was sitting in a parking lot in Michigan. There was such a bad chemical attack that I was going to stay in Michigan, but it was so bad. The chemical attack was so dangerous, and it lasted all the way down to the state of Georgia when I arrived in northern Georgia, northwest Georgia, to travel back down to South Carolina. That chemical attack lasted from Michigan, at the time I pulled off to drive down to South Carolina, until I got to northern Georgia right before entering Atlanta. And when I got to northern Georgia, into Georgia, to the state of Georgia, I'll say to the Georgia line, it cleared up. Everything cleared up. The chemicals, my trouble breathing, and you know, I was fearful for my dog's respiratory health, and it all cleared up. I was so amazed, and even the sunshine came out. But from Michigan through Ohio, through Kentucky, through Tennessee, it was all dark skies filled with chemical clouds, filled with respiratory disruption. Until I got to the state of Georgia. And so I know these incidents are planned, they're orchestrated, and January 6th is no different because like I said, and then, I didn't learn of Gaza until I was very close to getting home in South Carolina. And then I learned there had been a major event with Gaza. Well, I'm getting mixed up. Did I know about Gaza? I believe I didn't learn. I believe I looked at some news reports, but I didn't think it's that serious until I got to South Carolina and learned that there was a major attack in Gaza. That's simultaneous to my travel back down to South Carolina. So going up to Michigan 2 years earlier was the January 6th attacks at the Capitol. And then coming back down, and I believe and without even researching it right now, I believe the Gaza attacks happened either October 8th or 9th, because that's the time I traveled from Michigan back down here to South Carolina. That morning, I believe those attacks had taken place. And so my travel has been marred by these very atrocious tragedies. And I recall them now, as I talk about the January 6th storm on the Capitol building. All of this stuff was planned and orchestrated, in my opinion. And it continues, and hopefully it will stop. hopefully it will stop with my continued efforts to report. And as I report, I believe a pattern develops that should be reviewed, investigated, and hopefully someone will take action. If not, it may be me one day when I get into the position to stop this nonsense in our government and at our government governmental levels. That's what I wanted to say here on the Political Strategist about the January 6th attacks. Thank you for listening again. Thank you for supporting the podcast. Talk to you next time.
Diamond in the back, sun rooftop, digging the scene with a gangster lady.